Australia's workforce is predicted to become more technology-driven between now and 2030. But along with programmers, data scientists and IT specialists, there'll also be demand for people with high emotional intelligence. That's the finding of the Commonwealth Bank's Jobs and Skills of the Future report released today. Penny Timms reports.
As society becomes more connected through new technological developments, those new technologies can lead to what's known as digital disruption. It's where an existing business model or goods and services are forced to change because of these new developments. And while that's not expected to ease up anytime soon, what can be overlooked is that it's not only those who are tech savvy who will be in high demand in the coming decade or so.
We are connected as never before. Work can be done anywhere. At the same time, the capabilities of machines are increasing, which are taking away many of the roles that humans have done before. So we must develop our capabilities. We must develop our abilities to be, express our human, the essence of what it is to be human, our human, distinctly human capabilities.
Ross Dawson is a futurist who has been predicting work trends for the past two decades. He's also the author of the Commonwealth Bank Jobs and Skills of the Future report.
Australia as a society is not as prepared as it needs to be for the shifts coming. This is, I would argue, the biggest issue facing us as a society today, and we are not doing enough yet. We must develop as organizations, government must shift its policies, and as individuals, we need to focus on developing the skills and capabilities that are going to be relevant in a dramatically different world.
If the report's findings ring true, we might be about to see new job titles, including health and fitness optimizers, emotional experience experts, and sense makers.
So the jobs of the future certainly will require us to understand and to use and to work with technology, but they're going to be critically focused on what it is that makes us distinctively human, that ability to understand people and what it is that work well, to be able to design interfaces or ways of working with them, to be able to inspire them to change their behaviours.
But as new jobs come online, others will inevitably disappear. Ross Dawson predicts that the main jobs to be affected will be those that involve driving as autonomous vehicles become a mainstay, and white-collar back-of-office jobs in areas including the legal profession. Mr. Dawson says there's a real risk that there will be significant negative disruptions to the workforce, and a way to overcome that is to ensure that Australia is making the right preparations for the future now.
It is critical that our educational systems, that our business sector acts now, because we can have the possibility of creating a world which is far more positive, where people are able to tap their human capabilities more than ever before, to be able to tap our potential. But if we don't take the right actions today, there is the risk of high degree of unemployment and disruption to work. We must take the actions today that will shape a positive future for a prosperous Australia.
Futurist Ross Dawson, Penny Timms, our reporter.